Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Never give up, never give in, always look up, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Now, here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
I love my new intro. We want to thank you to V Grant, who did that for me. And we want to thank you to WBDN Media, who's our sponsors. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody out there listening. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Tonight, one of my special guests is Kyle, and I'm not going to slaughter Kyle's last name, so I'm going to let him say that, but I just want to let you know he's in Chicago. He is a fantastic young man. He's a model. He's a fitness trainer. He is everything, extraordinary young man. And then we're going to have Dr. Linda, who's going to come on the show a little later, and she's going to be talking about alopecia. We had Dr. Linda on about a couple weeks ago just to introduce herself and talk about what she does, but tonight we're going to get in depth and a lot more questions. Kyle, how are you today, young man?
I am wonderful, Sabrina. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome. So, Kyle, you know what? Tell us how to pronounce your last name, because I don't want to be slaughtering things.
Well, I don't, if anybody's ever seen the movie Superbad, just like McLovin, Fogle, F-O-G-L-E, Fogle. Birgit Kerman.
Oh, my God. I have not seen Superbad, so what is that movie about?
Superbad. Superbad is a movie by Seth Rogen.
Okay.
So, you know, it's got a lot of funny stuff in it.
Right.
Grab, you know, alcohol and go to parties and do things that they should not be doing. And it tells the tale of, like, some of the funny things they do.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to, Kyle, everybody, just so you know, he's going to be one of our regular hosts on Conversation with Steve. He's going to be my co-host. And at times he'll probably just be hosting because he has a wealth of knowledge. So Kyle is lives in Chicago, right, Kyle?
Yes, I live in Palatine, which is a northwest suburb of Chicago.
And I went to Chicago about 2 weeks ago, and that is the most prettiest town. Now I know it's snowing, and people are snowed in, and there's lots of car accidents, and everybody thinks I'm crazy. I live in Las Vegas, and I'm just not a big heat person, but I love Chicago, and I got to see it snow before I left. But today, Kyle, we're talking about you. So tell us what you do. I know you do modeling, you're a fitness trainer, and you're a fitness model, and you also have 2 degrees. Tell us about you, Kyle.
Yeah, you could say I like to dabble a lot. I'm, in a sense, a jack-of-all-trades when it comes to health and the human body. I went to Eastern Illinois University while I was
okay.
there. I studied science, and I chose to continue on. I chose to double master in exercise physiology and sports management. I feel like
okay.
one day I'd really, you know, help the community establish, you know, a fitness studio or even like a recreational center. So whether it's a college, small college area, so you can help instill a greater athletic sport, more study, actually educational based studies, things where you actually really conduct experiments and help kids at like a community college level increase their knowledge and on the human body so that way they can teach others. It's really becoming the forefront of the care system with exercise physiology and nutritional background. But for some years, I did work for, I was an nutritional consultant for them, managed the floor while I did. And now I'm currently in Palatine where I have my own fitness studio. I'm a personal trainer.
Okay.
And certified. I also am an exercise specialist for a chiropractor. On top of that,
for a chiropractor.
I'm a male model. I am on the Model Idea TV show, which is being filmed in Chicago right now. It will air on Hulu April 4th.
Okay.
And I am also a, like I said, being a model, I'm also not only doing TV, I'm doing print. So I'm in Divulge magazine. And I'm getting the cover of Exposure magazine here in Chicago most recently.
Okay.
So I'm in everything.
Now, why did you double major in college? Why was that?
Well,
what was the reason behind that?
Well, first I started out with my supplement company. That was always my hobby while I was younger. I really enjoyed figuring out what supplements truly worked for me. I would research clinical studies with my business partner, Brett, and together we would kind of form ideas on what we could formulate for our own product. We ever decided to make our own company. So for the last 5 years, that's been my hobby on the side. And I actually have my company online. It's Under Construction Labs. Under Construction, you can find it at www.underconstructionlabs.com. And we actually formulate supplements which are strictly based off of all clinical studies with completely natural ingredients, all designed to give you most optimal performance for exercise and fitness-related needs. So I don't because I wanted to get the aspect of running a company, having my own business, but also knowing down at the core that I was making a truly valuable product. I wanted to give people a product which I knew from my heart that I was putting directly what they needed into it without any fake ingredients, things that weren't unnecessary for the human body. And a lot of these companies today, they do put fillers in their products, or they don't tell you what's in their blend. It's just a proprietary blend. So with my give you twice the power off.
Kyle?
Yes, that's why I double mastered, mainly because I really wanted to get that, the business aspect to run my company and also how to promote myself and then also actually know what's happening in the human body.
Okay. Now, Dr. Linda is on the line. Hi, Dr. Linda. Are you with us?
Hello, yes. How are you tonight, Sabrina? Hello, Kyle.
Linda?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. So everybody should know that Kyle, Dr. Linda, and myself, we also, Dr. Linda's going to talk later on about her radio show, but we all work for a magazine called Scene Chicago, and Scene is not just in Chicago. We have Scene Vegas, Detroit, York, L.A., Texas. Help me out here, guys. I think it's like six more cities. And Scene, what Scene does is keep everybody aware of what's going on in your city, from domestic violence events to radio shows to modeling. Like in February, or actually this coming weekend, Kyle, isn't there something going on with Black Fashion Week? I think, is that right?
It kicks off on Friday night, actually, in Chicago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I know we do.
And jump on Facebook. They just look up Black Fashion Week Chicago. They're able to link on there, find the events, figure out where they'd want to go, which what designers are available, everything.
Okay, Kyle, I'm on your website. This is one awesome website.
Under Construction.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me about Performance Strength Intensity. What is that?
PSI, Performance Strength Intensity, well, that is our pre-workout product. So that is what people are trying to put on exactly what this says, Performance Strength Intensity. If you're trying to gain some muscle mass, gain some muscle strength, gain muscular endurance, you want to perform better for sports, whatever it may be, your training, it's going to do that for you. It's a very simple product. So we, like I said, our company strive on keeping it simple. Jack LaLanne always said very back in the day, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah,
I think that's
true. You know Jack LaLanne died at, 94,
95, what was it? It was only a couple of years ago now.
Yeah,
On his 90th day, he would pull a boat from San Francisco to Alcatraz Island and back. He would swim it at 92, 93. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So I believe in everything.
He was unbelievable. He is unbelievable. Now, Kyle, Dr. Linda, we're going to talk about hair, but Kyle, say for a person who, like for myself, like I go to the gym, I work, like this morning, I go to the gym. I don't like to eat a lot before I work out because my trainings are very hard. So would I use the PSI before I go?
You absolutely may. Now, if you're looking for strength and intensity for your workouts, this is a great product for you.
Yeah, I do. I need it because go ahead.
Yeah, what it does is it kind of covers all three aspects of the human body. Now, the human body, it's very, very, very smart, but there's three different pathways that you can utilize energy. One through your glycolytic system, which is your endurance-based muscular system. That's when your body's running on your glycogen from your muscles,
right.
The sugar that there is your oxidative system, which is what we're doing when we're just sitting here, you know, having normal conversations, breathing, when we're walking around, an oxidized body. And then we have our third system, our creatine phosphine system, which is our explosive strength system. So that's going to give us all those quick bursts, those sprints, those power lifts, things like that, that kind of strength.
Okay.
This part creates ingredients which help stimulate all those energy sources that your body can use.
Okay.
So we
developed
ingredients according to the clinical journal study, peer-reviewed journal studies in our databases that we search. And we put the exact dosage per full serving. Now, you may take less, of course. Some people only need a quarter scoop compared to the full scoop.
Okay.
Based on, so you want to do the smaller dose and slowly, gradually build up if you do gain an intolerance or something. Because there is a small amount of caffeine, and that's just designed to actually aid as a stimulant to get the oxidative system going a little faster.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to talk with Dr. Linda. Kyle, don't go anywhere because you and Dr. Linda, I have lots of questions for you. So, Dr. Linda Amerson, she is a doctor of hair and scalp doctor. We're going to talk a little bit today, a lot of bit, about hair, alopecia, and we're going to talk about her winter alert for hair and skin, which can be found on chicago.com. So, Dr. Linda, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I am awesome. I have been asked to cover the pre-get Grammys Merit Award that's going to honor the Bee Gees, so I'm very excited about that. So I'm going to California on Saturday. So, yeah, it's an awesome experience, and God is blessing me. All right, Dr. Linda, you've been on the show before, but I just want to remind the listeners, tell them what a hair doctor is.
Yes, I'm actually a board-certified trichologist, and I actually specialize in over 75 categories of alopecia and scalp disorder conditions. So many consumers have heard the term alopecia, but they don't know how in-depth it is. Alopecia is just a medical term for hair loss. And under that umbrella is several different categories. So I take each person on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. Now, a lot of people, you have your PhD in hair, literally. Why did you do that?
Yes, it's actually in alopecia and scalp disorders. It's because the specialty in hair, that falls more under cosmetology and barbering. But trichology, we're getting more into the scientific breakdown, more into the contributing causes for the particular category of alopecia. So we're actually looking at internal and external factors. So my motivation, my reason for pursuing trichology was I saw basically there was a need that was not being fulfilled. So I decided to obtain the credentials in order to fulfill the need.
Okay. Now, what is, when somebody comes to you, I know you've explained this before, but what is the process? I come to you and I'm telling you I'm having problems with my hair growing. I have my scalp is always itching and flaking. What would you say to me? What would you do? What's the process?
Well, the process is you come into my office. I have a data form that you fill out. And on that data form, I'm looking for a number of different things. I'm looking at your health, your overall health. Do you have any systemic diseases? Are you taking any prescription medications? Are you taking anything over the counter? All of these factors can also affect the hair. I'm also looking at family history. Is there a family history on the mother's side, the father's side of hair breakage, hair loss, balding, scalp issues. Then I'm looking at hair care practices. What do you do to your hair? Is it natural? Is it chemically treated? Do you have any type of special things that you use? Because people use all different types of things on their hair. And then I'm looking at styling preferences. Do you wear it in, do you wear extensions? Do you wear wigs? Do you flat iron it? You know, those are also contributing factors. And then I look at diet and nutrition. Now, that is very, very important.
Dr. Linda, for a second. Kyle, she's talking about nutrition. So while she's talking about that, I want you, I really want your feedback on why that's really, supplements are key to actually hair too. So go ahead, Dr. Linda. Sorry about that.
I'm so glad you actually let me get on this. Because, yeah, diet is probably one of the most important things you can ever do for your hair. I mean, your hair is made out of amino acids. The body needs a plethora of all those essential, even sometimes those non-essential amino acids. So a quality protein source is so very important in the human body. That along with good oils, good fats, and vitamins. When it comes to a multivitamin, that's one of the best things you can do for your hair. It's going to contribute to giving you a lot of antioxidants to prevent as much damage, better shine, major components that's used actually in a lot of these hair care products. And that's something that's kind of like a little bit of a thought that you use right there. It's something that's going to help create longevity and prevent decay of the human body, and especially when it comes to hair. I mean, people love, that's a big part of people, having nice hair, having, your diet is going to stem off from that as well.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely right. And I do need to work on my hair so I can stop having to wear weaves. Dr. Linda, go ahead and continue with your evaluation that you would do. We were talking about that you would evaluate what they were eating, things like that.
Yes. So in addition to the data form, I'm also using two microscopes to analyze the hair bulb, the hair strand, as well as the scalp tissue. So I use a polarized microscope. And with that one, I'm actually analyzing the hair bulb. And I'm able to tell the patient how healthy or unhealthy their hair is actually growing. And then I'm looking at the internal pigment also, and that's where I can see the nutritional absorption, the water absorption. I can tell if genetic factors are there, which I can confirm that as well. Also looking for deficiencies.
Okay,
so
such
deficiencies,
as what?
I can also, such as an iron deficiency. And this is more common for women versus men, you know. So with women, because of their monthly cycles, a lot of women are iron deficient. So
yes,
that is
true.
Visible within the strand of hair. And also certain shapes is visible with that. And then I can also see product buildup, any type of chemical damage, which affects the hair shaft as well.
Okay.
And then with the second microscope, this is my that's my polarized microscope. So with the tricholoscope, I'm actually showing the consumer on the television monitor the health of their scalp and their hair.
Oh, wow.
And that is very, very eye-opening. Yeah. And so
Kyle,
they're able
go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Now I was going to say they're able to see what I'm describing. So that's usually very eye-opening. I can show them damage to the actual hair follicles, to the scalp tissue, if there's any inflammation, scaling, any type of pimples, lesions on the scalp, scalp damage, just a number of different things. Yeah.
What do you mean by lesions? What does that mean? And people can actually get pimples on their head?
Absolutely. That's what we call folliculitis. which is a bacterial infection of the hair follicles. Some cases are very, very mild. Some individuals may only experience one or two. And then I've seen some cases that are a lot more severe. And that requires an antibiotic. So I will refer them to a medical doctor for that.
Wow. Kyle, what do you think about all that? And Kyle, I see your hair. It's thick, it's shiny, it's beautiful. So what do you think about that, and what do you do? I know you obviously do vitamins, but what is your hair care regimen?
Well, I mean, that's what Linda does sounds fascinating to me, like being able to look at the hair with a microscopic lens and actually see the true damage or whatever is really going on in there. That's fascinating to me because there are those, you know, factors which we cannot fix with diet and exercise and whatnot. Portion where we need her to really find out what's going on, what these deficiencies really are. But I mean, for me, for my hair, I keep it really simple. All I do,
I love it. I keep it simple.
Go in there, I got a Suave at Walmart for $2.80. I use that in my hair three times a week, 2 days in a row. I don't wash it. And then I'll wash it, cream rinse it one time, and then I'll put maybe a little bit of wax in it in the morning if I really need to style it. Otherwise, I just let it fly.
You know what's interesting? And I don't want to sound racist, but I always thought that African Americans were the only people who did not wash their hair every day because we don't want to take out the oils. So is that what you guys do? Is that common, Dr. Linda, that everybody – we just – that was an assumption that we assume that – it's only in African Americans that do that?
No, that's not only African Americans. I see, you know, other ethnicities who do not shampoo their hair on a daily basis. And you have to look at a person's lifestyle as well. There are some that have more of a drier scalp because of various reasons. It could be from health reasons or their particular type of hair. And then there are some that have a very, very oily scalp and have oily skin. So with those particular clients, then they have a more of a tendency to shampoo their hair every day or every other day to control that oil and sebum.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. And now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows I always have to take my hat off to Kyle because, Kyle, you stumped me today. I always learn. I've always assumed that Caucasian people, European people, always wash their hair every day. So now I'm stumped. Thank you, Kyle, for stumping me. Wow.
Awesome.
So we're going to take a quick little section out to say thank you to Next Level Fitness, Danny Bongiorno, who is the best tennis coach and personal trainer in the world. Kyle, I'll have to have one of your workouts, and then may have to reevaluate that. But he's here in Las Vegas, and you guys can give me a call at 951-552-3292 if you're interested in personal training in Las Vegas. Also, you can contact me at the same number to reach Kyle, and I will forward your information on to Kyle and also Dr. Linda, because they do have a lot of information, and we thank them for coming on. We're not ending, but just wanted to give the shout-outs to them. And also to Roy Jones Jr. Gym. Hello, Jason Ingwalson. This is one of my gyms that work with children here in Las Vegas that have diabetes and other ailments, and they work with them to decrease the fat percentage in their body, make them healthy, and they deal with bullying. So we want to say hello, you guys. Now we're back to Conversations with the Diva. Now, Kyle, and Dr. Linda, we were talking about nutrition and vitamins. Now, Dr. Linda and Kyle, you guys, and Kyle, feel free to jump in here because, you know, this is going to be you co-hosting with me. So you, any questions you have, feel free to jump in. But, Dr. Linda, I have a question. So somebody comes in to your office, and we've discussed with me, I'm always real open and honest. I have alopecia, and so somebody would come in, you've already worked with them, you've already got the microscope, you've done that, you've worked them through it. So tell us about your products that you have on your website that you would suggest for them to start out with.
Okay, I'm so glad you You mentioned that, and I would love to share that with your listening audience today. I have my own exclusive product line. It is Dr. Amerson's Therapeutic Essentials, LLC. And I hired a chemist. Her name is Tracy Ashley, and she's a certified chemist. And she did a wonderful job with my formula. Before she began, though, we sat down, and I explained to her what I needed the products to address. So the products are an enhancement to my business, but I needed it to address a lot of the common disorders. So it addresses, it really cleanses the scalp, number one. You need some, especially when we're dealing with alopecia and scalp conditions, you have to use something that is therapeutic to treat the condition. So it addresses dry, flaky, oily, itchy scalp conditions. It does have antibacterial and antifungal properties in it. Okay. It addresses seborrheic dermatitis, psoriasis, and also pityriasis, the mild forms of pityriasis. It also helps to reduce inflammation of the scalp and severe itching. Now, severe itching is a very common condition that I see on a daily basis. Oh, yeah.
Now, hold on one second. I just want to say hello, Volante. She may not want to come on the line, but Volante Grant is my friend. I love her. She is the owner of By Design Network, WBDN. I hope Vance is listening, because Vance, I love my intro song. You rock. That is my girl. Hi, Volante.
Hi, Sabrina. How are you?
Hi. We just wanted to say hi. You know I love bringing you on.
I know. This is a great show, though. I'm learning a lot. Can I ask a question?
Sure, please.
Okay, Dr. Linda was just talking about the dry scalp, and as you've seen, Sabrina, Venice has long, beautiful hair. But her scalp is always itching, and this was just last night, and it's always itching. And so when I washed her hair, I was parting it and looking at it, and it was so dry. So I use shea butter and coconut oil, but it seems to me that it should not be getting that dry. And so because when I saw, I mean, her hair is beautiful, and I don't want it to get damaged. And another thing, she's a teenager. And she had, you know, a little acne. So we started the acne treatments. Her eyebrows fell out. And she came to me and she goes, Mommy, my eyebrows itch. But, you know, she's a teenager. She's dramatic. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I looked at her and eyebrows gone, all swollen. So they're starting to grow back. But now I'm really paying attention, trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? And I was actually on your website looking for products when Sabrina turned my mic on.
Wow, Volante, stop trying to be silent. Kyle.
Okay,
I'm
glad.
Volante. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you are listening. I'm glad you addressed that question. What's a red flag for me? You said she began acne medication?
Actually, it was Ambi, and I know that we all have
Ambi.
Skin.
Okay.
Yes, the Ambi. I think it was the Ambi that took. I mean, eyebrows gosh, and I was hurt because she has beautiful, perfect eyebrows. She has beautiful hair. Eyebrows perfect, never needed to be arched, but they literally fell out. And I'm looking at her going, "What?" So yeah.
It sounds to me like it's something else.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. It sounds to me because with puberty, how old is your daughter?
14.
She's 14. Okay. If she's having some hormonal, you know, things going on with her breaking out, it may be a combination of different things. And, you know, without me analyzing her, these are just, you know, some things that just may have come, you know, that came to mind that could possibly be contributory. But I do see a lot of teenagers in my office who have various types of
of, I should say, I'm trying to think of a easy way to say it. It's more of a case-by-case basis, but when the hormones are changing, there are just so many different things that it can affect.
Okay.
Rolante, you can go on Dr. Linda's site, and she does have a contact information. Because, you know, I know Dr. Linda, people can send you hair samples, and you can do evaluations and work with them. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I have several patients. You can mail me 10 hair strands, and I require the person to fill out the data form that's on my website, and I will analyze the hair strands and type up a report and mail that back to you or anyone else who may be listening and interested. And the fee for that is $160. And it's very, 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 very informative.
And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's reasonable because you can, to go to the doctor to even get into a dermatologist, you have to pay your copay. And then for most of the time, for most insurances today, you are out of your pocket for a lot. So that's actually a very reasonable price. Volante, did that help you?
Yes. I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, it did.
Cool. Kyle, what do you have to say about all this? What do you think? What? I mean, not that you have hair problems, Mr. I'm Fabio, have fabulous hair that flows with the wind.
That's just what happened. I got blessed, apparently, with good hair. Mother, I blame her.
Well, good for him, Wall. Go ahead.
Now, you're saying, so the main concern is...
Two concerns. One concern was that, well, she has dry skin, period, across the board. So the concern was that her hair is fine, but the fact that her scalp gets so dry, I'm trying to figure out how to prevent that. And then I wanted to know if the eyebrow thing was related to that. So those are the only two concerns I had for her.
I don't think it's just wild. Like she just had a bad reaction to whatever medication it was. But, I mean, you said coconut oil, shea butter, you that for the skin, and it still isn't working. I mean, it is that time of the year, I go look at it, honestly. That's what I look at. You want to make sure you got a high oil content in your diet. Not bad oils, but good oils related. So, oil. Drink a gallon of water a day, shoot for. I mean, proper hydration. Skin is 70% water, just like the rest of the body, if not more. I mean, it needs hydration. It constantly needs that kind of attention. So, you know, these kids in school, they go hours without getting a drink of water. You know, she should carry a water bottle, drinking a lot of water every day. Check her diet, you know, really make sure she's getting good amounts of good fats from fish, things like avocados, coconut oil, you know, actually eating the oil, cooking with that, using that when you're frying eggs. Like that. Those are great sources of omegas, which are just pivotal for high quality skin for the human body. And if we get these good fats, we tend to break out a lot less. We tend to have all these ingredients, which are natural sources, instead of these hydrogenated, separated, man-made oils put into our diet. And those things will just directly cause the human body to, you know, develop diabetes from the corn syrups and, you know, with the hydrogenated oils to break out more often when you're getting a fat source, which is so difficult to break down in the human body. And the body just, it has no other way of getting it out but creating, you know, sores on the human body. So, you know, a cleansing diet, maybe look at that. Look at all those issues. I mean, really nitpick and really get everything perfectly clean. And, you know, once you have that slate perfect, then you can really find out what the true cause of the problem is.
And you know, yes, Kyle and Dr. Linda have, Dr. Linda has a PhD in trichology. Is that right, Dr. Linda?
Yes, that is correct.
And then Kyle has two master's degrees that have basically focused on the human body. So these are my, ladies and gentlemen, these are my experts tonight. It's rare to have people with this much education. You know, usually can search the internet and find things, but, you know, only in Conversations with the Diva tonight do we have both the experts that do it, and I'm happy that Volante, just came on and just was, you know, just ready to help her daughter and see what the problem was. And I'm going to tell you, it's just diet, exercise, and all the things that Kyle and Dr. Linder are saying are critical parts. You know, again, you can find Dr. Linder on Facebook, Kyle on Facebook, and you guys can message them with your questions there. Now, Kyle, I want to shift a little bit to a lot of people don't know that you had a tragedy, but you're a very big overcomer. And because of that, you model, and part of that was with your company that you have now. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
That's all right. I mean, it's been a tricky subject for me earlier on, but now I've kind of come to terms with it. I've accepted it, and it's made me who I am today. And I'm blessed about how the way everything worked out. 7 years ago, I was at a bonfire with a couple of friends in my hometown. And a young man came around the corner, and he didn't warn anybody. There was five other people standing around the fire. And he started pouring this bottle on the fire, and like in a split second, all I saw was a flash. And what he was pouring was a gallon of rub alcohol on the fire. So full force, a gallon of rub alcohol exploded on me like a bottle rocket. So I was covered from head to toe with flames for over 30 seconds. I stopped, dropped, and rolled. Alcohol really doesn't need much oxygen to burn since it already has an O2 group, so it basically just had to burn itself out. I crawled into a ball, and I prayed. I prayed to God. I prayed to God that this would end, that I would live, that I wanted to live. I wanted to survive. I burned out. I asked, is it right if everybody else is okay? And I was like, get that ambulance here. So the hospital put me into a coma for 12 days, woke me up out of it, and told me that I was going to be in the hospital for a good 6 to 12 months because I had received 70% of my body. 70% of my body was burned. Of that 70%, 50% was third degree. I really basically had like about a 10% chance of even surviving the first night it happened, is what they told me after I woke from the coma. I asked them more, like, am I really going to be here 6 to 12 months? And they said, yeah, this is inevitable. This is what happens with people with severe of an injury. They were treating me at Loyola, at the burn unit there in Maywood, Illinois. 32 days later, though, after I was admitted, I walked out of the hospital. I went home.
Mm. And Kyle, go ahead.
But I was going to say that, like I said, I was 50% third degree burned. So they did take skin grafts. So I guess about 80% of my body is now scarred. Only thing that really came out of it was my face.
All right. Did you guys have any questions for Kyle, ladies?
That was a blessing.
Yeah, sorry.
A blessing that you came out of that. Okay.
I learned from it, though. I mean, I've learned that people can be capable of so much more than they could ever imagine. If you have strong enough faith, if you have the, you know, whether it's family or friend support, the self-determination, I mean, really, you can do anything. You put God in your heart, you put love in your heart, that will make you overcome anything. It'll give you the strength to you know, make all your dreams a reality, really.
Thank you, Kyle, for sharing that. I appreciate it. And one of the reasons that Kyle and I have been talking is that we really believe in fitness and health and how that pertains to your whole body. That's why it was really awesome that Dr. Linder came on tonight, because when people feel good about their body, their hair, then they can feel good. And Volante just happened to come on the right night. They can start having a passion for what they want to do and live a real dream. And I think that it's important that, You know, how does that fit? How does your hair fit in? Because when you don't feel good about your hair, or you're not for sure how to work with your hair, or maybe like for me, I'm sort of kind of uncomfortable always with my hair, so I wear a lot of weaves. But I think it's important that we understand just how important our, it's part of our image, but it can make us feel uncomfortable. What do you think about that, Dr. Linda?
Yes, that is something that so many consumers, they are so obsessed about image rather than the health of the scalp and their hair. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, I do have to really emphasize that to a lot of my patients because they want to,
Okay. They're
just so more concerned, much more concerned about the beauty, you know, and the image. And
mm-hmm. They
may have just a very, very severely damaged scalp. But that is just not always a priority.
No, it's not, because your hair, go ahead, keep going. Sorry about that.
No, I was just going to say, so that's something that I have to constantly discuss with my patients and those who are used to wearing, you know, certain hairstyles. I may recommend, well, you need to stop this for a certain timeline. We need to focus on getting your hair and your scalp healthier. And you may have to wear a wig or, you know, some other type of enhancement until
mm-hmm.
that is healthier. And some are very open to it, and they follow my regime, and we have very, very good results. And then there are some that will not follow my regime. I said, well, all I can do is give you my recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's
and
all
Kyle,
I can
do you
do.
Usually have people where they come to you for nutrition and they're suffering with certain ailments and they don't follow through? How do you deal with that with them?
How do I deal with people with their diet? Usually
yes.
when I have something that's had trouble with their diet, I ask them to just do something simple first. Usually it consists of just doing one change in your diet, 2 weeks. You need to commit to that, just that one change. And once you can commit to that one change, for instance, is like, you know, making sure you drink 1 gallon of water a day or eliminating all sugar from your diet. That one thing for 2 weeks, once you're capable of doing that, add on one more thing. If you're capable of doing both those two things, then you can add on two. Well, take it in little strokes. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, they said, neither was your body. You know, you don't gain weight super fast. You don't lose weight fast. You got to do it slow, controlled, and you got to make a routine in your life. And you really have to make it almost so like it's a part of your subconscious where it's just natural. And then it's simple after that.
And I like how you said that because that's the same thing with with people with hair. Dr. Linda, once you get somebody's hair really healthy, then
yes.
and get them to where they need to be, what are some, maintenance steps that they would do? What do you suggest to them?
I suggest, number one, to shampoo on a regular basis. Depending
okay.
on, you know, what texture of hair and what type of hair they have, they need to shampoo on a regular basis, keeping their hair and scalp clean, keeping it conditioned, and then also not always trying to keep up with the current trends, you know. And
okay.
I think so many consumers, they're always trying to emulate what the celebrities are wearing, and that
yes.
may not be a good fit for their particular hair type or hair texture.
So I see
that quite often. And then another thing would be don't listen to your family and friends because a lot of times they do not have.
Wow.
Does that sound familiar?
Did you hear that, Kyle and Valente? Did you hear it? Don't listen to them. Just don't. Move away from them. Get away from me, people. Oh, my goodness. So why should we be listening to the family and friends? Because they're tell us, Dr. Linda, why?
If they don't have any credentials or any specialty in an area, you need to stay away from it. You know, stay in your lane. Because I have a prime example. I had a lady who came to me one time, and she had something that came up on her foot. Now, she came to me for her hair and scalp, but she asked me about something that was on her foot. And I said, ma'am, that's not my specialty. You need to go to a podiatrist. That's a person that specializes in that. So, but with consumers, everybody wants to be an expert, and they do not have the knowledge in order to step into that arena.
I'm sorry. That is just, Kyle, what do you have to say about that? Have you seen that?
If I had a person ask me about their toe and I'm a hair specialist, I would be like, yeah, give it to me. I'll put it up right now.
Oh my goodness. You know, I'm sorry for laughing. That's just not right. Yeah, you know what? We need to stay away from the family members because you're right. They're not experts, and they may be experts just cooking a meal, but when it comes to hair and nutrition, you do need to stay in your lane, and you need to know your specialty. What we call in social service with what I do, don't practice outside your scope. You don't know what you're doing. You can't counsel your own family members, because when you counsel your own family members, it becomes all about you. You're going to counsel them that's going to benefit you. So stay in your lane, people. Mm-hmm. Do what's right. And before we close out today, I just again want to thank Volante Grad, WBDN Media, for allowing me to have my show on here. Don't forget that Saturday morning at 10 a.m., right, Volante, 10 a.m. Pacific? No, 12 p.m. Yes, 12 p.m. Pacific, in Chicago time. What do you guys, CST time? Yes, CST time. To listen to Saturday Social and with Volante. And this week, V will be on there in my place because I'll be in Hollywood, as Volante says, and I will be doing the Grammy on the 7th with awards for the Bee Gees, which is before the actual Grammys on Sunday. So, go ahead.
Hollywood, girl. You go get it.
Hollywood. I know. And I'm so excited. I'm like looking in my closet saying I don't have anything to wear because I really don't, because Kyle and Dr. Linda, I am a tomboy. America knows I am a diva tomboy. I love pink. I love purple. But I'm a diva. I look cute. But when they talk about going on the red carpet, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, you know what? I have a long red skirt. And I have a top. I'll wear that. It's Valentine's Day. I'll be okay. There you go. It's almost Valentine's week. I'm not a, I guess I could show there's some jeans and cowboy boots, but that might not be very appropriate. So, like, let me get out of here. They're like, it, you know. So I, go ahead, Kyle.
Be up in the country with me back home. And we go.
Yeah, exactly. Because see, yeah. Exactly. I'm sorry, but when I was in Chicago, one of the things I loved about Chicago, I got to go see my friends, the Roscoes, Mark and Valerie Roscoe and their family. And I loved where they lived out in the country because there was just horses and it was just beautiful. And I didn't have to, worry about anything. And then I had to come to the city and everybody was dressed up. And that was a little much. Those people look really good, but that's not me. So I will be appropriate for the pre-Grammy, the Merit Awards. I'm excited to see the Bee Gees because I grew up with the Bee Gees and I love them. So that's exciting. But I want to thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Dr. Linda, for coming on, for talking with us.
Yeah.
Before you guys go, I'm going to have you guys tell us where we can find you guys at, your websites, and then starting next week, I'll actually be giving everybody my website so that they can always see the links for Dr. Linda, for Kyle. You guys can go on there, and I would encourage you to purchase their products and support them. These are fantastic, a fantastic young man, a fantastic hair doctor. They both have a, guys, everybody knows I don't do silly people. And when I bring somebody on my show, it's because I really, truly love them. And I can actually say I'm probably the one person who truly loves everybody because I love people. And so I love these two people because they just, they're, to me, they're selfless. They are always available anytime. Like tonight, Kyle, I know he had just got off work. I know Dr. Linda's in Texas, but these are two fantastic people. So Conversations with the Divas asked you guys to support them and to follow them. Kyle, where can we find you?
You can
besides
find me.
Besides going to be a Conversation with the Diva.
Find me on Conversation with the Diva. Facebook. Go look up Kyle Kurt Vogel. If you want to find my website, it's underconstructionlabs.com. Our Instagram handle is underconstructionlabs. You can also go to Facebook and you can look up Level Fitness. And you may also look up underconstructionlabs through our Facebook page as well. There's a link to our website. You can find all of our products. We have a great special right now, shipping $6 flat rate on no matter what your order is. So good values right now.
Good values, definitely. Dr. Linda, my dear, where can we find you besides at Arlington,
yes,
Texas?
You can find me on hairandscalpessentials.com. That's hairandscalpessentials.com. On Twitter, my handle is @scalpdoctor. On Facebook, I'm under Hair and Scalp Essentials. That's my fan page. Personal page is Linda Amerson. We're also on LinkedIn under Linda Amerson. And every Wednesday, you can listen to my radio show on Ask the Hair and Scalp Doctor on DFWIRadio.com.
I love your voice, Dr. Linda. Dr. Linda, tell us about your cruise.
Yes, my second cruise with a purpose.
Why did I remember that? Why did I remember?
Yes, I'm so excited. This the dates are September the 6th through the 13th, 2015, and the purpose is for alopecia awareness. I'm actually giving two scholarships to two young ladies who are affected with alopecia, 16-year-old Saina Giovanni and 11-year-old Maya Peppers. And these young ladies had to write an essay on a topic that I chose, and they both did a wonderful job. So I chose both of them to win the scholarship. So they're planning to come on the cruise. They're going to read their winning essays, and we're just going to wrap our arms around them, show them some love. And this is another way for them to get away from just the day-to-day bullying, the low self-esteem that they go through in school, et cetera. So they're also in my music video, my Cruise with a Purpose music video. Did you see my video, Sabrina?
I did. Now, Kyle and I are wondering why we're not in it, so we expect to be in the next one. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, I want to whip my hair.
You are
catting up the head.
He's going to whip his hair back and forth. He's going to whip his hair back and forth. Kyle, stop it. Stop it. You're killing me. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Okay, I would love to have you both in my next video. Yes. But that
Kyle,
was fun.
I'm
going to
push you
fun.
Down.
No. No, I got videos.
Yeah,
videos.
Don't worry about
okay.
Okay,
so
everyone can places to reach us. Go ahead.
Yes, and I just want to invite everyone to view my video. When you go to my website, the link is on my homepage, so you can go directly to view my music video.
It is a good, it's a very good music video, ladies and gentlemen. Now, everybody knows where to reach Conversations with the Diva, and that's on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. We're going to be extending the time starting next week on Thursdays, but tomorrow we have Mr. John Jorgensen. John Jorgensen is an awesome young man. He does the anime series, which is a spoken word about encouraging people through biblically. And it is one of the most awesome ways. He has 3-minute videos for women, men, families, everybody. And he just encourages you to accept where God has you and to do fabulous things. He's on tomorrow. We're going to be talking with him about his book, how he came about to do this, and his family. And he's due to get married soon, so we're happy for that. So he'll be on tomorrow, which is 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're supposed to have a special guest, so I'm waiting to hear from them, so we'll know tomorrow morning. But please tune in next Wednesday again and join Kyle, my special co-host. And we're going to start talking about fashion and fitness, and Kyle's going to put together a whole program, aren't you, Kyle?
Yes, ma'am.
But Kyle's just like, I just give the orders and people just do them because I just like being boss. But Kyle's got to, he'll do everything else. And I'll just be here looking cute giving the orders. So that's why I love Kyle, because he's like all about it. But on top of that, really seriously though, when I was looking at a lot of people to do the fitness with me, Kyle came first, because I don't know many people who take fitness. Even my coach, he's a fantastic trainer. He has certifications, and he's certified, licensed on a lot of stuff. But when you go to the upper level, upper echelon, to get degrees in this and really focus on it, that's somebody that I want everybody else to know about, and I want them to benefit from his knowledge, because he's going to talk a lot in the next couple of weeks. I know there's big vitamin B12, B6 craze, especially here in Las Vegas. So we want to talk about what's the benefits, what's the negative, and how those actually, all of those come together and work can help our system or not help our system. We're going to, Dr. Linda, of course, will be back on, because she just has so much information about the hair, and she's going to eventually talk about every one of those. How many, Dr. Linda, over 80?
Yes, they're over 80.
Over 80 different
Absolutely.
Scalp problems that somebody can have. We're going to talk about those. Again, you guys, if you want to listen to the show or know anything or get the phone numbers, you can come back. The show will be going into archives. It's always available, and we'll post it throughout the year. Kyle and Dr. Linda, did you guys have any closing words or want to give any shout-outs to any family members or anybody, or make somebody famous on the radio tonight just by calling their name? I'm just saying.
I'll say my business partner, Brett Dyer, wonderful student as well. He went with me in at Eastern Illinois. I'd like to give him a shout-out. Great personal trainer as well.
All righty.
Okay, and I'll give a shout-out to Dr. Esther Davis, who is a publicist, and she's helped me out quite a bit.
Well, you know what? We'll have to have her come on with you one time, because that'll be fabulous. Now, it is 8:57 or 9 o'clock in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're nice and warm over here. I'm sorry I had to say it. Sorry. Nice and warm. Sorry, Kyle. I know that wasn't very nice. But now in Chicago, they're in igloos. They've bought out the stores for all the food and water, probably. Everybody's staying at their home until they thaw out, okay? Dr. Linda, what's the weather like that at where you're at?
It's going to drop to about 29 tonight. So it's kind of cold, but not unbearable.
You know, me, I'm just tanning and getting sun naturally, by the way. Okay, let me stop. Now, I'm sorry. I just had to do it. Okay. We want to thank all three of us, Dr. Linda, Kyle, and Conversation with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. We want to thank Scene Chicago and all the Scene magazines for helping us and helping us progress our careers and writing for them. We want to thank the Urban Release magazine, one of the magazines I write for. Who's That Lady? Another magazine I write for. What magazine do I not write for? That's interesting. And thank you again to WBDN Media, Next Level Fitness, Danny Bongiorno, and hello to my fantastic, good-looking, all the boxers at Roy Jones Jr. Gym. This is Conversations with the Diva signing off. You guys have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Good night, you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night.